Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Nine more measles cases reported in Kansas. We have the story.
Former Vice President Harris shares opinions about President Trump. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Police are investigating a stabbing in North Wichita. Around 7:40 Wednesday evening, officers were called to the 1100 block of North State. Police say two people fought and one of them was stabbed. That person was hospitalized with critical injuries.
The number of active measles cases in Kansas still growing. Nine new cases reported during the past week, all in southwest Kansas counties. Medical director for KU Health Systems, Dr. Dana Hawkinson, says mistrust can lead to fewer people being vaccinated.
With decreased vaccination rates, decreased wanting to listen and adhere to medical guidance and recommendations. We don't do that for when we listen to our plumbers, our mechanics, our lawyers. People are really readily wanting to listen to that advice. But when it comes to medicine, for the most important thing, your body, your health, it seems to be a contradictory attitude.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports that Gray County's number of cases increased from 6 last week to 15 this week. During the past month and a half, the total number for the state has increased now to 46 cases.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris takes on President Donald Trump in her first major public speech since she lost to Trump in the election. Speaking at a political event in San Francisco Wednesday night, the former vice president praised Americans for resisting the president's policies, especially his tariff policies.
Courage is contagious. The courage of Americans who are banding together in the face of the greatest man-made economic crisis in modern presidential history.
President Trump and Republicans say the tariffs are designed to bring manufacturing jobs to the United States.
The Senate narrowly rejects a measure to block President Trump's tariff plans, despite some support from Republicans.
The bid to overturn President Trump's executive power to impose tariffs falling short in the Senate.
We've got the yeas 49, the nays 49, the joint resolution fails passage.
Three Republicans, Senators Lisa Murkowski, Rand Paul, and Susan Collins, joining all present Democrats in supporting it. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and Republican Mitch McConnell were not present for the vote. McConnell had voted in favor of a similar bill reversing tariffs on Canada earlier this month. The disapproval resolution comes amid concerns over how tariffs on nearly all U.S. trading partners will impact the economy. But even if it had passed, it was unlikely to be taken up in the GOP-led House. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Vice President J.D. Vance broke a tie on a procedural vote to prevent the resolution from coming up again.
Religious liberty making the Supreme Court docket this term with at least three cases challenging the limits of religion in public. Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
St. Isidore of Seville wants to become the nation's first taxpayer-funded religious charter school. At issue at the Supreme Court, does that violate the Constitution's ban on an establishment of religion by the government? The justices have previously said public money can go to religious institutions for the same kind of services and activities non-sectarian groups might provide, like food banks. But in oral arguments, the court appeared divided on applying that to the classroom setting, with the Catholic school wanting to teach not only basic curriculum like traditional public schools, but a religion-focused education. Oklahoma officials are divided on whether St. Isidore, formed by the Archdiocese in Oklahoma City, should be part of the state's charter school system.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett is not participating in this case, meaning there is a possibility for a tie after the high court votes. KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A former Wichita State Shocker coming up big in the NBA playoffs last night. We'll talk about that coming up with sports.
Thousands of coins spilled on a Texas highway. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS News Time, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. One person was seriously injured when a bicycle and an SUV collided in Goddard Wednesday morning near 183rd and Maple. Police say the bicyclist began to turn left and an SUV struck him from behind. Officers say the elderly man was wearing some type of earbuds and apparently did not hear the vehicle. His name and current condition have not been released.
The FBI has reassigned several agents who were photographed kneeling during a protest in the nation's capital following the death of George Floyd in 2020.
The FBI agents may have been trying to de-escalate tensions during a racial justice protest by taking a knee, or they may have been in solidarity with the demonstrators. We don't know. Whatever the reason, those agents have been reassigned, and the FBI isn't commenting about that yet. The Bureau's new director, Kash Patel, has been promising broad personnel changes. That protest was one of many that took place across the country after police killed George Floyd on a Minneapolis street. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Members of a high school lacrosse team in upstate New York have turned themselves in after they're accused of kidnapping younger players.
Onondaga County DA Bill Fitzpatrick says all 11 West Hill High School players involved will be charged with unlawful imprisonment after taking the younger players on what they thought was a team trip last week that was to end in a McDonald's. The driver pretended to be lost and pulled over in a remote area where others were waiting in the woods armed with at least one knife and a weapon that appeared to be a gun. He says one victim had his hands tied and a hood placed over his head and was led to believe he would be left there.
This goes way, way beyond, you know, hazing.
The school outside Syracuse has canceled the remainder of the team's games for the season. In New York, Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
Probably not the kind of change drivers in Texas were looking for on their way to work on Tuesday.
Talk about dropping a dime. U.S. Route 287 in Alvord, northwest of Dallas, was closed all day after a tractor-trailer overturned and spilled $800,000 worth of dimes on the road. That's 8 million dimes. Police say the truck overturned around 5:30 a.m. and the highway wasn't reopened until 7 p.m. The driver and a passenger were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No word on where the dimes were headed or if they were all recovered. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
There are a couple of small towns in central Kansas, central Texas, named Dime Box and New Dime Box. I don't know where that came from, but 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in Wichita, the traffic volume's still pretty heavy. Still seeing some fairly heavy traffic in places in the downtown area. We've got some fairly heavy traffic right now on Lincoln Street, especially eastbound, and this is east of Seneca, but the traffic volumes, like I said, still fairly heavy. You will want to watch out for a stalled out vehicle. This is eastbound on Kellogg. It's very close to I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 72 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 51. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain tomorrow. And Friday's high will be 70 degrees. Now partly cloudy Northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. 56 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, and coming up Saturday, we have the annual skin cancer treatment clinic that's going on. This is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and with us this morning is dermatologist Dr. Landon Johnson. Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
How many years have you been doing this? Have we been doing this free clinic?
Well, that's been over 30 years. I think we're around the 35 year mark this year.
Okay. Tell us the where and when. And we're good.
So yeah, like you were mentioning, it's this Saturday, May 3rd. It's at the KU School of Medicine here in Wichita. That's located at 1010 North Kansas Street. We'll be there screening patients for skin cancer from 8 a.m. till noon.
How many people do you usually see? I mean, I know you've done this for several years.
I've been running the event for the last 5 years. We see in between 200 and 400 people in that 4 hour span.
And of course, it's a free clinic, so there's no charge.
There's no insurance is required. There's no need to book. There's no appointments. You just show up at the event during that time frame. There's a short form to be filled out. Then you're ushered into a private room. We can look over all your skin for any evidence of skin cancers. We cannot provide any treatments at this event, but we can let you know if you have any suspicious spots or not.
What do you think? How successful do you think you've been over the years in actually helping people maybe avoid something very serious?
Yeah, I think overall about 20% of the patients that we screen have some sort of suspicious spot, whether it's a precancerous spot, a basal cell skin cancer, a squamous cell skin cancer, or the more aggressive melanoma-type skin cancers. And we usually, melanoma can be fatal if not caught early and treated. And we usually, find, at least 10 or 15 potential melanomas.
I had somebody tell me that, actually, it was a former district attorney, Nola Folston, several years ago. Mm-hmm. It's going back a ways. We're doing an interview, and she looked at me and said, Steve, you ought to have those spots on your face. You ought to have those looked at. Her husband apparently had some problems. And so I did. It began some treatments. Let me put it that way. Fortunately, I'm doing very, very well with it. But yeah, if you get it early, it's very, very curable, is it not?
Yes. The thing about skin cancers compared to other cancers of the body is we can see them on the surface of the skin. So if we catch them early, we can get them treated with a very high cure rate of 95% or higher before they spread beyond the skin. Once skin cancers have spread beyond the skin, then it gets tougher to cure those. So, and this is a very common problem. Skin cancer is 1 in 5 Americans is estimated to develop skin cancer during their lifetime. So, this is an event for everyone to come out. We can screen from, childhood to the elderly, all skin types. This is open for everybody.
Now a person may look in a mirror and say, well, I don't see anything, but also, is anybody there who can see your back and other parts of your body? You guys will give them a good going over. You'll take a good look, won't you?
Yep. I mean, this is what we do for a living. We know what we're looking for. And yeah, we can see those areas up close. We often use magnifiers to get up close looks on this. So we do a lot more than you can kind of do yourself.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us. We encourage people like Dr. Landon Johnson with us this morning. Thank you, sir. Skin cancer screening is Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12. And again, that's the KU School of Medicine right there at 1010 North Kansas. Free. And if you got anything suspicious, or even if you don't, you may want to look and say, hey, look me over real good and see what could happen there. As you know, Ted, I've had a few treatments myself over the years. And I believe we need to get people knowing about this thing.
Definitely so.
Yeah. And like you said, as long as you can keep it to where it doesn't, grow and get outside the skin, as long as you keep it at bay, you're in good shape. But, get in there and get early. Get in
exactly.
Early. Like everything in cancer.
Yeah.
8:17 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted.
All right, let's take a look at last night. Major League Baseball in Tampa. The Kansas City Royals visiting the Tampa Bay Rays at Steinbrenner Field. And one of the ongoing stories for the Royals we've been following all month long is shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and his hitting streak. He's really kind of gotten dramatic with it here in the last week or so. A lot of times he's extended that streak by getting a hit late in the game in the eighth inning or later. But no such drama last night. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Here's the 2-2. Slider poked through the right side, a base hit into right field. Bobby Witt Jr. singles in his first at-bat of the night. He's got a 21-game hitting streak. He's on at first with one out with a 21-game hitting streak and now 999 career total bases.
Beautiful job going to the opposite field as he does so often. The breaking ball down and away just went with a pitch. And that's how you keep streaks going. Use the whole field.
Yep. Bobby is now batting .322 on the season. He takes that 21-game hitting streak into the month of May. It's the longest in the big leagues right now. All right. The other big story for the Royals last night was their starting pitcher, making his major league debut, left-hander Noah Cameron, seventh-round draft pick out of Central Arkansas, called up to start his first in time in the big leagues. Well, the first six innings he worked were zero runs, zero hits. Took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. And his bullpen helped him out and finished it up for a shutout. The Royals shut out the Rays 3-0 last night. Huge debut for Noah Cameron. Carlos Estevez finished it out the bullpen in the ninth inning for his ninth save. Hey, the Royals finished the month by winning 8 of 9, and that gives them a winning record in the month of April, 16-15. All right. The Royals, they exit April with a winning record, 16-15. The Royals have outscored their opponents in the first inning 17-2 this season. So,
they're getting a good start.
Exactly. Yeah. The Royals will finish up this three-game set in Tampa with a day game today against the Rays at noon. Listen to that game live over on KFH. A similar pitching performance for the Wichita Wind Surge in minor league baseball yesterday in Frisco, beating the first-place Rough Riders. Another shutout, 7-0. Three Wind Surge pitchers combined on a four-hit shutout. Those four hits were all singles. First baseman Aaron Sabato was on base four times, including his second home run of the season. And the last two guys out of the bullpen for Wichita, Mike Paredes and Joel Cesar, retired the final 11 batters they faced. In fact, Paredes, he has pitched 20 2/3 innings for the Surge out of the bullpen this year. Zero runs allowed. How about that?
Good.
Pretty good guy to bring out of the bullpen for a few innings. All right, the Wind Surge had their best April in franchise history, 14-9. And they will be at Frisco again tonight at 6:35. The Wind Surge right now just a half game out of first place in the division. Good stuff. A really good team is here in town to take on Newman in college baseball for a three-game series. The third-ranked team in the nation, Central Missouri at Newman at 3 o'clock this afternoon. This series will finish the regular season. The Mules and the Jets at 3 o'clock this afternoon out on the west side. The KCAC softball tournament is underway in Branson, Missouri. Friends University wins its first-round game and its second-round game yesterday. That puts Friends softball into the winner's bracket finals this afternoon. Conference champion Friends taking on 24th-ranked Evangel in the winner's bracket finals today. How about Friends softball? They've won 11 of 12, now 35-11 on the season. Pro basketball, NBA playoffs in the first round. Game 5 in Houston last night. Season on the line for the Rockets. They had to win to stay alive, and they did. They beat the Golden State Warriors 131-116. Starting guard for the Rockets, former Wichita State Shocker, Fred VanVleet. He made 4 3-pointers, 8 of 13 shooting, 26 points. The Rockets are still alive, but they still trail that series against Golden State 3-2 in that best of 7. And we told you about a big Shocker birthday today. Shocker baseball legend, catcher Charlie O'Brien is 65 years old today. We told you some about Charlie last hour. Some more now. Over the course of his career, Charlie O'Brien caught 11 different Cy Young Award winners.
Wow.
In the majors. Quick list. Frank Viola, Dwight Gooden, Brett Saberhagen, David Cone, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Pat Henkin, Roger Clemens, Chris Carpenter, and Jack McDowell. Well, that's a pretty good list.
That's a good list.
They like Charlie having there behind the plate. During Maddox's seasons in 1994 and 1995 when he posted ERAs of 1.56 and 1.63. Charlie O'Brien generally was his personal catcher during those two seasons. I think Greg liked having him back there. After getting hit in the mask by a couple of consecutive foul ball tips in a game, it was Charlie O'Brien that had the idea that a new catcher's mask should be made, and he came up with that while watching a hockey game. I'm watching these hockey goalies just get whacked in the face, and they have these big... And that's Charlie was the first one that kind of started wearing that hockey-style mask for catchers.
A little better coverage. A
little better protection
yeah.
than the old wire mesh they used to wear. Charlie worked with Van Velden Mask Inc. of Hamilton, Ontario, and developed his idea. The new design, called the All-Star MVP, was approved in 1996 by Major League Baseball. Charlie was the guy that came up with that. So next time you see the catcher with that hockey-style mask on, that's Charlie O'Brien doing that. Boy, what a legend at Wichita State. In his senior year with the Shockers, school records, first-team All-American, 25 home runs, 116 runs driven in, and he got the Shockers all the way to the championship game of the College World Series that year. How about Charlie O'Brien? What
great,
a legend.
Great player.
That guy, Shocker baseball legend, catcher Charlie O'Brien. It's his birthday. He is 65 today. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
All right, Ted, it's 8:22 now, Stephen Ted in the morning. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean calls Trump's first 100 days historic. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning. 56 degrees. A man has been charged with first-degree murder in a fatal shooting at a Wichita motel. 35-year-old James Owens was charged Wednesday with first-degree murder in the shooting death of 21-year-old Martavion Davis in the 800 block of South Broadway. Bond was set at $1 million.
The United States makes a deal with Ukraine on access to minerals.
The administration, led by the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, finally inked that energy agreement with Ukraine, enshrining our cooperation with Kyiv and a promise to increase the flow of rare earth materials to the U.S. The administration, in a statement announcing the pact, said, quote, "The United States is committed to helping facilitate the end of this cruel and senseless war. This agreement signals clearly to Russia that the Trump administration is committed to a peace process."
And that's Fox's Kevin Cork with that report.
As he winds down with Doge, a new Elon Musk project is taking shape.
Elon Musk has for years made Texas's business home and playground as he launches rockets and builds cars in the Lone Star State. And those space exploration efforts are spurring a new municipality. A vote is scheduled Saturday to turn the South Texas home of his SpaceX rocket company into an official city known as Starbase. Approval is likely. Most of the eligible voters are SpaceX workers. Critics say that vote and other proposals to give the city new authority to close beaches for rocket launches would give Musk and his company town too much power. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
An off-duty police officer in New Jersey is charged with breaking into her ex-boyfriend's home and going on a rampage.
Court documents say Toms River police officer Rebecca Sayegh went on a violent and destructive rampage before threatening to burn down her ex's home. An affidavit says Sayegh allegedly used her baton to smash through the front door of the house and confronting he and a woman who were inside. The 32-year-old got into an argument with the pair before she started pushing both of them. Both tried to hold her down before she broke free and allegedly broke items and pictures on the wall. Sayegh is facing a slew of charges. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
It's been 50 years since the fall of Saigon and the end of the Vietnam War.
There was a gathering of veterans Wednesday at Wichita's Eisenhower Airport to welcome home an honor flight and give them a chance to talk about their experiences of half a century ago. Veteran Jerry Mayhew says he was among the last American soldiers to leave Vietnam, and when he returned home, even his own mother didn't recognize him.
She literally looked right over my shoulder, and I walked up to her, and she, I'll never forget, she told my dad, she said, "Look what they've done to my son." And I thought, well, I looked about 37, I think, at 20.
While some veterans still remain silent and refuse to talk about their Vietnam experience, Mayhew says that He often thinks about the Vietnamese people who fought with the American troops that were left behind to an uncertain future. While deployed, he adds that he would often talk with other service members about returning home as going back to the real world. This Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen, 10 of the morning, KNSS 850 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Fight and stabbing in North Wichita leaves one person with critical injuries.
Two.
United States makes a deal with Ukraine on access to minerals.
One.
Number of measles cases up by 9 this week in Kansas. All of those new cases in Gray County. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Good news is the traffic volumes are starting to get a little bit thinner on the roadways, and that's good because we did have a traffic accident not too long ago. Southbound I-235, and it's between Kellogg and K-42. Pretty close to Kellogg, actually, is where this crash is located. And so just watch for a slowdown there. Again, southbound I-235 right around Kellogg. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 72 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 51. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy. We'll have a 20% chance for rain tomorrow and a high of 70. Now mostly cloudy. 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's Thursday at the Monarch. That's $5 large beer day. 23-ounce mugs of local beers available. $5. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in historic Delano. Steve and Ted, and on Wall Street, as trading begins today, the Dow is up by 245 points. The S&P is up by nearly 60. And the NASDAQ is up by more than 341 points.
In a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, Sedgwick County getting ready for construction to start on ComCare's new consolidated facility at the Wichita Biomedical Campus downtown. Its new community crisis center is going to house multiple services and programs for the organization focused on mental health and substance abuse care at 235 South Topeka. County plans to publicly bid the project for a general contractor sometime this month or next month. It expects to award the project in July. The project has a budget for $15.5 million, expected to be completed by the end of 2026. ComCare's new center will be located in the building that formerly housed Mid-States Fitness Equipment. It's about 35,000 square feet. The county acquired the building and a couple of adjacent lots for nearly $5.5 million in 2023 at the biomedical campus.
The office market in downtown Wichita could grow substantially over the next decade. A new report conducted by the Maryland-based WZHA has estimated that downtown will see demand for 658,000 to 825,000 square feet of space during that time period. Study was commissioned to support the Downtown Wichita Action Plan, which is being spearheaded by Downtown Wichita, to help shape the future of the city's core. The anticipated growth of the office tenants in the central business hub of Wichita will align with several major initiatives and economic development projects gaining steam.
A popular restaurant not far from downtown Wichita closed because of non-payment of taxes. That's according to the Kansas Department of Revenue. The Anchor, just to the east of Douglas and Washington, was seized by the Department of Revenue because the agency said the restaurant had outstanding taxes, including sales and liquor excise taxes. The restaurant was seized yesterday morning after a sign labeled "seized" was posted outside the restaurant and the adjacent Anchor Meat Market. The sign, which read that the property was seized because of the non-payment of taxes, had the Department of Revenue listed as the point of contact. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is May 1st, National Day of Prayer, designated by the United States Congress, asking people to turn to God in prayer and meditation. Of course, for many, prayer is an integral part of daily life. Every day is a day of prayer. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Thomas Eagleton, who ran for vice president, or for a brief time, from Missouri, which I had a story about him, and He was running with McGovern, and people found out he had had some problems with depression, and he was off the ticket. And we wondered who replaced him, who actually ran for vice president with George McGovern in 72. Yeah, we did a little research. Sergeant Shriver.
Sergeant Shriver.
Who had been an ambassador. I was a Kennedy brother-in-law.
Yeah, he was part of the Kennedy cabal.
And so they ran against Nixon. And
just got pounded.
Got completely clobbered. So there you go. All right.
I do know of someone who voted for McGovern. My mom.
Your mom did? How
probably
about
voted
that?
For George McGovern. So I think she's the only person that voted for McGovern that I personally know.
Probably the only one in town. Happy birthday to a friend of my wife, Linelda Todd, having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Linelda. Glenn Beck Show coming up here on KNSS. U.S. and Ukraine sign a mineral deal. And our top of the hour news this morning, measles up 9 cases this week in Kansas. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Spring showers bring...